Golden State Media Concepts Fantasy Football Podcast is your one-stop shop for fantasy football news and advice. Can't decide on who to draft on the first round? Going gaga on how to line up your team? Got you covered. Traditional leagues, dynasty leagues, PPR leagues, IDP leagues, even daily fantasy football leagues. Join us as we break down all the questions of fantasy football. It's the Golden State Media Concepts Fantasy Football Podcast.
Thank you for tuning in to the Fantasy Football Podcast brought to you by MyBookie.ag. You play, you win, you get paid. And I am your host, Tate. And today for Fantasy Football, one of the questions that's been popping up and people have been contacting me about is, what do you do about Ezekiel Elliott? Where do you draft him? And I decided to take a quick second to talk about the situation with Ezekiel Elliott. Right now, he has a 6-game suspension, in which, as far as fantasy football goes, that's almost half the season. So where do you draft a guy that's going to be gone for 6 games? He has his appeal, but it doesn't look like his appeal is going to be overturned. So it looks like he's going to be missing 6 games. So the question is, Ezekiel Elliott was a lead pipe lock for a first round draft pick. And now the question is, what do you do with a guy like him? You're trying to set you got your fantasy football draft, this weekend. You're trying to figure out, where do you go? If you're like me, and you're a guy who likes running backs, and I love running backs when it comes to fantasy football, you know, right out the gate, you know, you definitely take David Johnson. You take, Le'Veon Bell, Gordon, and LeSean McCoy. I definitely put Ezekiel Elliott, because of the suspension, behind those guys. But then you start looking at guys like Devontae Freeman, Jordan Howard, DeMarco Murray, Jay Ajayi, and you say, do you take those guys before you take Ezekiel Elliott? I say no. This is what I would do. I'm looking at Ezekiel Elliott. A lot of the experts are moving Ezekiel Elliott down to being a third-round draft pick, and I say that's a bad decision. I would still take him late in the first round, very early in the second round, and this is the reason why. When you draft, if you're someone that's going to take a flyer on Ezekiel Elliott in the first round, you draft him in the first round, with the thought of you're going to handcuff him with Darren McFadden. And, when you start thinking about Alfred Morris or Darren McFadden, I think Darren McFadden is the guy that you draft later in your draft to handcuff Ezekiel Elliott with. And this is the reason why I'm still taking him in the early first round, in the late first round or early second round, is this. Guys like Ezekiel Elliott, he's an every down back. He's an elite fantasy football player. Those guys don't come along very often. They're very hard to come by. Second of all, you have McFadden, and maybe you draft another running back, maybe with your second pick or your third pick. But when you have an Ezekiel Elliott, when he comes back mid-season, you have a situation where if your team is 500 or better, you have just added a game-changing running back that's going to make you finish the season strong. It's going to set you up for your fantasy football playoffs and making the playoffs. One of the things that happens with running backs, and this is one of the reasons why people are really reluctant to go out and get a running back nowadays early, is because of the injuries. You could draft a running back right now, like Le'Veon Bell, and I'm not wishing any bad harm on Le'Veon Bell or Gordon or anyone like that. And one hit, and that's your season. You've lost your premier running back. Now you have a situation where you could take McFadden. You could even take Alfred Morris even later. Put those guys on the bench. You have Ezekiel Elliott. You ride those guys because those guys are going to get the ball quite a bit. And then down the stretch, when it's time to insert in Ezekiel Elliott, you know you have an injury-free, fresh running back to go down the stretch. And that's going to be, I personally think, that's the situation that's going to really put you in a place where you can really make the playoffs and win your fantasy league. There's going to be a lot of guys that are going to pass on Ezekiel Elliott, and that's a big mistake. Now, I'm not telling you to make him your first pick or anything like that, but I would definitely take him. If I had a late first-round draft pick, I would take him. Now, if you're not going to take Ezekiel Elliott before Le'Veon Bell, Johnson, Odell Beckham Jr., Brown, you're not gonna take him, ahead of the elite of the elite. But late in the first round, I'm taking him, and I think you should too. When we come back, we're going to talk about some other players that we're looking at, as in like Andrew Luck. What did we do? What do you do with Andrew Luck? Stay tuned, and we'll be right back. You know, ever since I started hosting this podcast, people have come to me for advice. Hey, who are you taking this week in the big game? Are you taking the Patriots or the Steelers? Or Chicago or Detroit? Or who do you have in the big fight? Well, let me tell you this. Before I tell them who I have in the game this week or the fight this weekend, I tell them that it's just as important as where you're betting as who you're betting on. And I always use mybookie.ag. Mybookie.ag has been around for years. They got a solid reputation. And the most important thing is they pay you out fast. There's nothing worse than winning a big, betting on making the right decision, picking the right team to win, and then you have to jump through all these hoops and hurdles to get paid. You don't have these issues with mybookie.ag. Their payouts is as fast as within 2 days. And that's what I like best about them, is I can place my bet, get my win, and collect my money. They have in-game, live betting, and some of the most rewarding perks in the business. They also have an all-new mobile site that makes wagering on the go a breeze. Join now, and MyBookie will match your deposit with a 100% bonus. Use promo code GSMCFANTASY to activate this offer. Visit MyBookie.ag today. You play, you win, you get paid.
Oh. Are you looking for the very best NFL and college football podcast? Then check out the GSMC Football Podcast. Get the latest football news, both on and off the field. From the NFL draft to trades to the rumor mill to the NFL combines, they got you covered. That's gsmcpodcast.com/football-podcast. Get updates on college rivalries, game day insights, and much, much more. It's football talk the way you want it. This show eats, sleeps, and breathes football. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit gsmcpodcast.com for more info.
Back, and we were just talking about Ezekiel Elliott and what do you do about, where do you draft Ezekiel Elliott? And I went by the notion of you still have to make him one of your early round picks. A lot of experts are taking him in the third round, and I don't agree with that. I think you should go and still draft him in the late first round, early second round. That's where I'm going to go for him at. Now, there's another elite player that you're looking at and you're saying, what the heck do you do about Andrew Luck? No one knows what's going on. Everybody knows that Andrew Luck has an injury to his throwing shoulder. And the situation was, they thought he'd be ready for preseason, training camp. Then it was he'll be ready for preseason. Then he'd be ready for regular season. Now they're looking at, they're not sure. No one's really sure if he's going to miss a couple of games. Are they going to put him on injury reserve and bring him back after week six? The question is, what do you do with an Andrew Luck? I'm telling you, as far as my fantasy football team goes, I'm avoiding Andrew Luck. I'm not taking him. Yes, he's a premier quarterback, but he's a premier quarterback who didn't have a training camp, who hasn't thrown the ball at all, and has an injury to his throwing shoulder on a team that has a bad offensive line, a suspect defense. The Colts are a hot mess. And when you look at it and you say, when you look at everything and you start going down your checklist, bad defense, poor offensive line, I'm not, and an injury to the throwing shoulder, I'm not touching Andrew Luck. The decision to go with Andrew Luck, there's a lot of quarterbacks out there that I'm going to go way before I go with Andrew Luck. I think the risk for drafting him, I think there's a lot of guys that would go for him a lot earlier in the draft, and there's just too many quarterbacks out there. For that matter, T.Y. Hilton, I'm avoiding him too right now. Unless, you know, you're not going to be, the T.Y. Hilton and Andrew Luck are two guys that are going to be a little early in your draft. And there's players out there that would be a better fit for your team that don't have the questions. Because if Andrew Luck is not there, T.Y. Hilton suffers. And he goes from a premier wide receiver to a number two wide receiver. I'm not going to go that high for T.Y. Hilton, and I'm not going to go for a guy that has a throwing shoulder injury. That's just my take. just giving you your, you know, when you're looking at your fantasy draft, you know, what do you do? Another guy that I'm not touching when you're looking for a quarterback, Jay Cutler. I know he's with the Dolphins now. He took the place of Ryan Tannehill, and he looks like he's settling in, and he's on a good team. But the problem with Jay Cutler is, whether it was in Denver or Chicago, he turns the ball over way too much. You don't want to take a chance on a guy who is a turnover machine, came into camp late. I'm not going for that guy. There's just way too many other guys out there. I'm going to go for Carson Palmer. I'm going to go for someone like that. I'm not going to touch Andrew Luck or Jay Cutler. Just my take for that. Tomorrow we're going to actually have a full episode, and then later on this week we're actually going to have an episode where we are going to cover our entire draft. My fantasy league is actually going to be having their draft this weekend, and we're going to cover that in detail. So stay tuned for this episode. Once again, my name is Tate. I am your host for GSMC Fantasy Football, brought to you by mybookie.ag. You play, you win, you get paid. With that, to all, have a good night.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be, visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.